Today that counts as a station ID.
All right, it's 9:16. It's John, Jane, Rich. Arizona's Morning Show. St. Patrick's Day is today. Right now we're going to review some of the new movies opening up with Don and John. And Don and John, welcome to our St. Patrick's Day Irish Suck Fest.
We're anxious to be a part of that.
I blame intern Randy.
Oh.
Randy's having one of those days.
Yeah. The good news is we do have spring break bus coming up before 10.
Oh, those are always fun-filled and loving.
Yeah. So, you know what? Before we review movies, I was just trying to think of Irish movies. And I know there's Far and Away.
Yep.
There's there's that one with Tommy Lee Jones. And he was a terrorist. What was that movie? Do you remember that? Do you guys remember that?
Good question.
Rambling Home.
What about
Rambling
Home? What about In the Name of the Father? Isn't that an Irish movie?
You got Leprechaun 1-4.
Leprechaun 1-4.
Very good, Carrie.
What about the McGulligan brothers? Or what was that one? Weren't they Irish?
Brothers McMullen. You've got what is the one with Tommy Lee Jones? You got Devil's Own or Devil's Advocate, whichever one. It's with Tommy Lee Jones.
The Devil's Own.
It's with Harrison Ford and Brad Pitt. But then there's the one with Tommy Lee Jones, and he plays I think it's Tommy Lee Jones and Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I can't think of
The Professional.
No.
That's Gary Oldman.
That's a good movie.
So is that it for Irish movies?
I think that may be it.
That rounds them out, I think.
Sorry, guys.
The first James Bond
movies.
Why are you going to ruin our segment, too, you guys?
Dude, that's it. You know what? I should have went home a long time ago.
What nationality was Pippi Longstocking?
Dutch.
Is she Irish?
She's Dutch.
She's Dutch. Okay, well, that's close.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I should have went home a long time ago. Here we go. Hold on. Somebody knows the answer. Hey, Tim, you're on the air. Welcome to the Suckfest. Go ahead.
Whoa.
What's the answer?
That movie you were talking about was Blown Away with Tommy Lee Jones.
I've never seen that.
And, you know, it's a horrible movie.
Totally
irrelevant.
Is it Patriot Games? Is another one, right? Because remember,
that's right. Brad Pitt. Is that the Brad
no
Pitt?
Patriot? It was Harrison Ford, and remember those guys, Patrick Bergen. He was the mean guy in Sleeping with the Enemy. He was the one of the mean guys in the first one of the first. Boy, I am really just bringing down the show.
Yeah.
Hold on,
I'm trying so hard to stay interested, dude.
Listen to this. Can you turn me up? This is my performance on the show today. Just suck. I just suck. Yeah, you know that should be the slogan. Just trying to stay interested.
All right,
go ahead.
Well,
you guys.
I gotta go to commercial soon, so we better get through their thing.
Okay.
Jeez, music.
Go ahead, you guys.
V for Vendetta. Even though this movie is based on a comic book, it actually enlightened me on a couple of important issues. First of all, government. People should never be afraid of their government. Government should be afraid of their people. And second, and probably more importantly, Natalie Portman, she's got really itty-bitty boobies.
Oh, is she naked?
No. There's nothing to show anyway. You can just tell.
Okay, you guys know when you were talking.
Really? You saw that through a shirt?
Yeah. There's nothing to see, man. I'm telling you.
All right.
She's very thin in this movie.
Good to know.
Important facts. You guys know when you were talking to Simon Cowell and he was talking about how England doesn't have a lot of things that they celebrate, kind of like we have the 4th of July and Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is something that they do celebrate that John and I actually got to see in person. On the 5th of November, they celebrate this Guy Fawkes Day, which takes, if they do this because like 400 years ago, this guy named Guy Fawkes, he tried to blow up the Parliament building in England, and every year on November 5th, they remember that. Well, in V for Vendetta, this takes place in future England, where it's ruled by a completely totalitarian government. And there's a Hitler-like leader who controls everything that the people do. And he even goes as far as taking people, putting them in intern camps, and conducting medical experiments on them, and he kills thousands of his own people. Well, V, who is played by Hugo Weaving, escapes from one of these camps, and he takes on the persona of Guy Fawkes. And he wears a mask and a wig and a cape to cover the scars that he got while he was in this camp. And he's out to seek vengeance on all these people that had anything to do with putting him in prison. And he wants to also convince the masses of the country to take a stand against the government. And he makes an unintentional ally with Evie, who is played by Natalie Portman, when she is attacked in a dark alley one night, and he comes to her rescue. And she helps him escape from the authorities when he's on the run, so now they're both on the run, and she and he both head to his bat cave-like thing where she hides, but she's actually eventually captured, where the people, they shave off all her hair, which you guys see in the commercials, and they torture her for information about V.
and she has no boobs.
So how was the movie? Was it any good?
Well, I'm not a fan of the comic books, and I pretty much hate all things English, except maybe Simon Cowell. But Don and I were both surprised. It's actually a pretty cool movie. I really liked the story, and I thought it was really interesting how they made the world look in the future. The acting was good in spite of the lack of boobs. But the dialogue, I mean, pretty ridiculous, but it's comic book characters, so who cares? It's a little hard to follow, and it goes on about 20 minutes too long, sort of like our segment here. But and there are some serious flaws with it, but it's really actually a pretty good movie if you're into the dark comic book thing.
Yeah, it's not like your normal superhero thing where you have a lot of duels and action and suspense. It's an emotional journey, really, for the main characters. And
pass.
Yeah,
oh, I totally want to see it.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, emotional journey?
Yeah, it's an emotional
pass.
Journey. It's not like
that's
a
way a
Batman
girl would describe
thing.
It. I thought it was cool.
But on our movie night traffic light, we're going to give it a yellow because this type of movie may not appeal, apparently, to everyone.
Oh, come on. It's St. Patrick's Day. You got to give something a green.
Well, hang
well,
on,
maybe
hang
we
on.
Will.
Hang
we got
on.
More movies.
Our second movie is She's the Man.
Yes, She's the Man. This is the one that's starring the darling of Nickelodeon and Jenny Garth's sister on that show, What I Like About You, Amanda Bynes. As you guys know, we saw this one actually in New York City. They flew us out there, showed us the movie. We went to an after party at Planet Hollywood. We got to interview the stars, which, as you guys will hear, we could have used a little more mentoring on interview technique. We totally blew, but the coolest part, though, is last weekend I'm sitting at home and I'm surfing, you know, between MTV and VH1 just trying to find one freaking video. And they have The Diary of Amanda Bynes.
Are you guys in that?
Yeah.
I thought I saw you guys in that.
I knew it.
Is that the coolest or
yeah,
why?
God,
I fell out of my chair.
I knew it. I knew. I could see. I thought I saw what, like the back of your. Did you have your hair like flipped at the bottom? Like
we're, I knew it.
That's so weird.
That's cool.
Carrie and I were just talking about that this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I kind of saw it and I kind of thought, oh, they look familiar. But I was thinking. I don't know why
that's
I did totally
awesome.
Zone out.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Had we known it was MTV, we'd have been all over it, but we had no idea.
That's huge. It's been running nonstop for the past
week. Are they wearing their John Jay and Rich t-shirts?
Of course we are.
Always.
Our John Jay and Rich boxers.
But hey, Rich, do you happen to have the clips ready from the interview?
I do.
Because John is totally dying to hear the first clip. He wants everybody in the world to hear that Amanda Bynes is so in love.
She's totally in love with me. You can listen. You can hear on the first clip.
Isn't she nine?
Hi, John Mason.
Whoops. Okay.
Was that good or what?
Wait, you want to hear it?
Yeah, clip.
Go ahead. First clip.
Hi, John.
Nice
Mason
to meet you.
That's the whole thing.
You are
really,
so
I
gotta
bad. Apologize to listeners. I didn't realize it was that explicit. That was recorded in a hotel room with Amanda Bynes in New York City. And
yeah, I think what's obvious is what she's implying there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there's a
welcome
lot.
To John's world.
Actually, you know, what's funny is we sat across the table from her, and I thought she was trying to play footsie with me.
Uh-huh.
But if you guys have seen that Diary of Amanda Bynes on MTV, she's got huge feet. They just wouldn't all fit under the table.
You're so bad.
She gets a pedicure in it. I mean, if I had feet that size, there's no way I would put a pedicure on MTV. But you would die, John Jay. You wouldn't like that at all. But.
Really?
They're just very athletic feet.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah, there you go.
She has athletic ankles as well.
Maybe that's what it is.
Is it a good movie?
Adorable.
It actually is a pretty good movie. The one thing it's going to do is that it's really going to confuse teenage boys regarding their sexual orientation. You know, kind of how the movie goes. She dresses as a man. And we did ask her how she got this movie. That's our second clip there, if you can play that, Rich. This is about 20 seconds of boring where she explains how she got the part.
Because we want to do a movie that's based on Twelfth Night by Shakespeare, and we'd like somebody who isn't afraid to, you know, to do comedy and to try to become a man and, you know, do all that stuff. And I was definitely up for it. And I love stretching myself.
Oh, they did that
she's
too.
Cute. And the movie starts where she's on a girls' soccer team, and the soccer team gets canceled because of funding, and she tries to convince her coach and her soon-to-be ex-boyfriend, who's played by Robert Hoffman, to let her play in the boys' team, and they just totally laugh her off. But she comes up with this brilliant idea when her twin brother, Sebastian, decides he's going to secretly head to England for 2 weeks and play some gigs with his band, and he wants her to cover for him with the family and his new boarding school. So she decides to masquerade as him. And if you want to play the clip number three, Rich, this is where she's talking about how okay she was with playing a boy part.
It wasn't like it was something that I was so okay with. Right. I sort of told myself, well, I'm just going to get used to the idea.
Yeah, so she was, which was kind of surprising. I thought she would have been okay with it because she's really into comedy, but she's pretty uncomfortable with it. So the movie goes on where she's going to masquerade as him and try out for his soccer team and play with the guys and prove that the girls can really play with the guys. So we were asking her how she does playing soccer because she plays a lot of soccer in this movie, and turns out she's not really athletic at all, and she really had to train for this movie. And clip number four kind of tells you what she felt about
she's
the whole
a big
soccer
wuss.
Thing.
Yeah, it'll tell you.
It was the worst thing I've ever done. You're sprinting back and forth, and it got to the point by the second game, halfway through, I would like be whispering and like, and then at one point screaming, "Don't kick to me!" Because we're in the game and like the cameras are moving around. And I was like, and I'm like, No. They're like, you know, kick to Jose. No, he's great. You know, it's like, I was so tired of doing it. I was like, I wanted to kill myself. It's the hardest thing I'd ever done.
How funny. I thought she totally did it.
Yeah. I know. It was really convincing.
She's no bended like Beckham.
No, she's not.
Yeah. Talk about doing your own stunts. She can't even run across the soccer field, but that's okay.
But it comes across really well on screen. She does a really great job. So this is where the whole story in the movie gets really confusing. But after you see the movie, it's all going to make sense. But this is what happens. Is as the boy Sebastian, she falls for her roommate who is in love with her lab partner who likes Sebastian but flirts with the roommate. And the roommate is trying to convince, she's trying to convince her roommate to actually go after Viola, who is really her in the movie. All very confusing, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is. It's like a not a love triangle, but a love all over the place. And in the middle of this, she breaks up with Sebastian's real girlfriend, who becomes crazy jealous, and she herself has to dodge her mom's attempts to make her this perfect debutante. And again, it's all very confusing, but in the movie it makes total sense and it really works, and everything in the end works out just fine.
Do they get into a fight like on prom night?
It's not prom night. It's just a big festival. Where they have a kissing booth. Does anybody still do a kissing booth?
No, but they should.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a movie in the 80s that was just the same premise. I forget the name of it, but it was the same thing. And then there's prom night, and the girl who's dressed as a guy, you know, kisses the prom date as a guy, and he freaks out and punches her, and then it turns out, "I'm a girl, and I love you," and then they make out.
Yeah, this is along those lines. It's a little more, the story gets really complicated, but it's easy to follow. And I thought, even though it's meant for girls 8 to 12 years old, I really liked the movie. I thought it was well done, and I thought all the actors did a really good job in it. I was really surprised with it.
Okay, so. Green, are you giving it a green?
Yeah, we're going to give it a green, and I have a couple of clips. I have a couple of clips from Robert Hoffman.
Oh, I wish we had time for those.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Wow, yeah. You know, if we're going to do that, might as well play clips of when we just called Ireland.
Yeah. He's on Wild and Out on MTV, though, so I know Rich is a big fan of that.
I do like that show. That show's very funny.
So you can listen to him yourself later, Rich.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Yeah, so on a movie night traffic light, this definitely, we do give it a green because it's sweet and it's entertaining.
All right, you guys. Thanks
nice
for being on the program.
Nice job, kitties. Happy
St.
Patrick's Day.
Thanks. You too. Let's go get drunk now.
All right.
Okay,
we'll see you in the studio in a few minutes.
Coming up next, Spring Break Bust with John Jay and Rich.